Kunal Shah to become global CEO of WhatsApp. Meta invests nearly $1 billion in CRED.
SEBI boost for domestic venture funds.
Five firms make the cut for Meta AI tender.
Big Tech India hiring fast and slow.
Nandan Nilekani backed Fundamentum plans new fund.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start with a big Money Control scoop that has now been officially confirmed. Just on Friday, Money Control had exclusively reported that Meta was in talks to invest in Kunal Shah-led CRED, and that discussion also involved a possible operating role for Shah inside the social media giant. Both developments are now official. So Facebook parent Meta is investing around $900 million or roughly around 8,550 crore rupees in CRED, and in an even bigger leadership move, Kunal Shah will become the new global CEO of WhatsApp, succeeding Will Cathcart, who is moving to a new role within Meta. Now, Mark Zuckerberg said Kunal's experience building CRED with his builder mindset made him the right person to lead WhatsApp, which now serves more than 3 billion users worldwide. And back at CRED, Nitin Sampath will take over as interim CEO. Kunal Shah said the company has grown into a profitable business with around 3,200 crores in revenue and a full stack for financial licenses since it was founded in 2018. Now, for Meta, the investment marks one of its biggest bets on India's fintech ecosystem. And for Kunal Shah, it marks a transition. For Meta, the investment marks one of its biggest bets on India's fintech ecosystem. And for Kunal Shah, it marks a transition from leading one of India's most talked about startups to running one of the world's biggest consumer platforms. All right, over to our top stories for the day.
Now, raising money is one thing, but getting it deployed quickly is another. And SEBI is now trying to solve exactly that problem for venture capital funds.
That's right. The market regulator has launched a new green channel framework called Garuda, which sharply reduces the time it takes for alternative investment fund schemes to go live.
Now, under the new rules, some AIF schemes can launch in just 10 working days instead of 30, and accredited investor-only funds and angel funds can begin operations immediately after filing documents with SEBI.
That matters because raising money was often only the half battle. Funds could secure commitments, but still had to wait weeks before they were allowed to deploy capital.
Now, investors are welcoming this move. So Siddharth Pai of 314 Capital told Money Control that Garuda could significantly accelerate the go-to process for funds. Archana Jagirdar of Rukam Capital said delays often meant capital sat idle before reaching startups.
Another change is that angel funds and accredited investor funds will no longer need merchant banker due diligence certificates before the launch. So the broader message is that SEBI is moving towards lighter regulation for sophisticated investors while maintaining accountability.
Now, from venture capital to government procurement, where artificial intelligence could soon help officials write tenders.
That's right. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY, has shortlisted five companies for its proposed AI-powered procurement drafting platform. The contenders include CoreOver, Inifu Labs, Kindred Solutions, NEC Corporation India, and Cactus Technology Solutions.
Now, the platform is designed to help government officials draft requests for proposals, review documents, and ensure compliance with procurement rules.
It can also recommend clauses, suggest eligibility criteria, and even flag missing provisions by referring to historical tenders and government manuals.
Officials will still have the final say, but the government believes the system could cut document preparation time by up to 80% and reduce pre-bid clarification requests.
Some background here, TCS was also part of MeitY's AI vendor list announced earlier this year, but it did not feature among the current contenders, suggesting it may not have participated in this particular project.
Now, big tech companies continue to hire in India, but the kind of jobs they are offering is changing.
Yes, according to data from Xpeno, Meta, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Netflix, and Google, along with their affiliated entities, have added around 13,600 employees in India so far this year. That's about 6% higher than a year ago.
TeamLease Digital expects big tech hiring in India to grow between 16 and 20% this year, largely driven by artificial intelligence, cloud computing, cybersecurity, and platform engineering.
But this isn't broad-based hiring anymore. Companies are becoming much more selective and are focusing on specialized skills.
Now, Meta offers a good example. Despite global job cuts and hiring freezes everywhere, Meta and its affiliated entities have added around 1,600 employees in India, but active hiring demand has slowed considerably.
Yes, rising H-1B visa costs and tighter restrictions on offshore work are also pushing companies to view India as an increasingly important talent hub.
So big tech is still hiring, just not in the same way it did a few years ago. And finally, another venture firm is preparing to head back to market.
That's right. Money Control has learned that Fundamentum Partnership, founded by Infosys co-founder Nandan Nilekani and venture capitalist Sanjeev Agarwal, is planning a third fund with a target corpus of 1,800 to 2,500 crores.
The fund is still awaiting regulatory approvals, but sources say it will continue focusing on early stage growth in Series B startups in sectors like fintech and consumer internet.
Yes, some background here. Fundamentum launched its first fund in 2017 with about $100 million and backed companies such as FarmEasy and Spinny. In 2022, it raised about $227 million for Fund 2.
Fund 3 is expected to broadly follow the same strategy, investing in companies that have already achieved product market fit and are entering the scale-up phase.
Importantly, this new fund will remain separate from F2A, the firm's recently launched AI and deep tech investment platform.
With funding conditions improving and investor sentiment showing signs of recovery, several venture firms appear ready to raise fresh capital again, and Fundamentum is preparing to join that queue. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more Tech and Startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Bhavya and Chandra signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.